Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. I'm so happy to see you, Kim. I fucking miss you.
I miss you too, girl. I'll miss you too.
How's your little injured knee, my little bird?
Well, my knee is healing slowly. I have my MRI in 3 days. Can you believe I haven't had my MRI yet?
Yeah, no, that's why. We talked about that on the phone the other day, all of the fucking hoops you got to jump through just to get a goddamn test in this medical industry.
It's fucking crazy. If I had a blood clot, I already would have had it by now.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd be out. You'd be almost like ready to be buried, I think.
It would be my funeral day already.
It's like Friday morning we would be burying you if you had a blood clot. Like, the MRI is pointless. I don't know what to say.
So much attention.
Kim, I promise. I know you want to live to 122, but I am promising you right now, if something should take you out early, the amount of attention given to you at your funeral is going to just, the sky is going to.
I want a hologram of me in the sky over myself, watching myself be buried in my own damn coffin.
Yes, and we could record the hologram with you crying so that we could see you cry for your own self's loss.
And then when I cry, I want actual water to fall on people, and I want it to be salty so they literally think it's my tears.
Yeah, it's going to be tears rain.
Tears rain. Can they sell that in a bottle? Oh, that would be cool.
That would be really cool, honestly, if the sky could cry tears at your funeral, like, for real.
In the future, that'll be able to happen.
Honestly, if it's not raining at my funeral, I'm going to be fucking offended. Like, I want everybody's feet to be wet while they're crying for me.
How offensive is it to have a funeral on a beautiful day?
It's fucked up.
Like a spring day.
And like, yeah, like your niece or something like has to miss her fucking softball game to come to your funeral. And she's like, right, disappointed to be there. Like,
right,
offensive.
Yeah. So, my knee's getting better. But I hurt myself somewhere else last night.
Where'd you hurt yourself? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a physical part. It's not like the heart.
No, it's a physical on the outside of my body.
Okay. I'm going to say that she stubbed her toe.
It was in my sleep. This is my hint. It was in my sleep, but it's not a very good hint because it's not something that would happen in your sleep.
Ooh. Okay. Well, one time when I was sleeping, apparently this was in high school, I had a bowl that I would smoke from all the time. Yeah. Apparently, broke in half in my bed and like somehow was just like in the mattress. And at one point I fucking flipped my body over real quick just to get all comfy cozy, like, ew, from a dead sleep. And this fucking, a piece of the bowl that was probably about this big was like inside of my leg as I flipped over, and it just slashed my thigh open.
No, I don't like that.
I'm talking like this wide, really deep. And I was like, wow, you're a fucking pothead. This is a pothead's injury. I don't know what to say.
My bowl cut me in my sleep. Like,
this was 10 years ago and I still have a scar. It was very deep. I didn't tell my mom about it for a few days, and she was very upset that I didn't get stitches.
Wow. No, it wasn't a broken pipe, but that's fucking nuts.
That's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, no, it's yours.
You could have slit your throat. Oh my god!
Right? It could have really done some damage. It was bad.
What if you had an itch in your neck right then, and you're like, "I'm gonna scratch it in my nice soft mattress."
Oh, I'm gonna scratch it in this comfortable point that just happens to be like sticking in.
Like, you know when you take your blanket and you go like this, like, Like, yeah, cozy it up to you. What if you would have cozied yourself to death?
No, this was like, it was in the mattress and my leg was like on top of it. And I like really did a quick flip over and it just slashed me open. I was like immediately, like by the time I turned the lights on, there was blood all over the floor and shit. It was wild.
Mm-mm. No, it didn't happen to me.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you?
It would have been crazy if it did happen to you, though. The exact same thing.
That's exactly that's what happened to me. Last night I got hot in my room. So hot that my sheets had so much sweat on them. I physically had to wake up at 3 a.m. and change my sheets before I could go back to sleep in them because they were so damp, right? So then I grabbed this guy from my table side and I was laying down like
this. It looks like a good fan. I got to say right now, that looks like the fan you want to have.
It's a good fan.
Mm-hmm.
I put it right next to my bed, but I needed to turn it on. So I was trying to figure out how to turn it on. And I had it like this, like while I was laying down, and I dropped it on my face. Yeah. Right on my face. Like when you're sleepy too. And I,
oh shit, Kim.
I busted my lip in the middle of the night and it was bleeding and everything.
Oh, okay. The closest I could compare that to is the feeling of like early in the morning when you're looking at your phone and you're an idiot and you drop your phone directly on your face.
And that hurts. This hurts heavy as fuck. If you pick this up, this shit's heavy. Look.
No, that looks really heavy. It looks like a solid fan. No. Ouch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now you just look like you got like a little bit of herp.
I have top herp, which is the white herp.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You feel like, hold on, are you saying you feel like white people show their herpes on the top lip?
Yes. Or in general. Like you don't really see like minorities with herpes that often.
Well, maybe it has something to do with skin tone. Like maybe like a darker skin tone can kind of hide the herpes a little better. Because when person has the herpes, it's some pink ass shit.
But it's always at the top. White people always get them right here.
Yeah, right here. Yeah, we get it at the crease. It's real ugly.
Yeah, right here. And then minorities get them like here. But maybe you're right because that's more of a shadow.
They get them in the shadow. I don't know. I've never noticed.
You can't tell, but I have 16 herpes right now.
I have never taken note of like ethnic herpes placement.
Bobby. Bobby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Bobathon.
How are you?
I've got a little Google search for you.
Am I Googling herpes?
Yeah, you're going to Google, do white people get herpes on their top of their lip more?
I was just going to say to Google, like, racial herpes.
No.
Ethnic herpes.
No, don't Google that. Do white people get top lip herpes? Do that.
I mean, this is not going to...
It's going to say, yeah, for sure.
You know what? Think whatever you want, but one time I Googled why do more black people have belly button outies, and it was a real thing.
This is the result for do white people get... Oh, sorry.
Go down.
They're more concerned about the sores being white than the people being white, which I understand.
Ooh, click that one.
This one here?
Yeah. Nice. Herpes simplex.
Kim, this looks so scientific. I'm losing my mind just looking at it.
I just want to know who gets more herpes, white or blacks? Oh, there it is. I can't see it. Hold on. This thing's in my way. It says the proportion of participants who reported not being diagnosed previously with genital herpes. Oh, genital. There's a whole different book we're reading here, but I still kind of want to know. Non-Hispanic blacks had twice the odds of reporting being undiagnosed than non-Hispanic whites. This is diagnosis. This is wrong. We need to get it. That's a racial issue. They can't afford to go to the doctor, so they just itch.
No.
That's true, right?
It's true, but it's terrible.
Every time someone is like, oh, black people have double this, I'm like, how can this have been racist that it made them this way?
Yeah, no, that's definitely the case in probably 90% of like disparities between like races in different like diagnosis of anything.
Right. Oh man. The Gas Digital fans aren't gonna like that one.
Oh shit. But I'm glad your knee is getting better. I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
And like, also a fake herp is better than a real one, you know?
Oh, God damn it. I know, but I feel like everyone thinks I have a herp and it's not good.
When you hold your lips like that, it's so much worse. I can't even tell you.
But you didn't even notice.
Your little mouth is. I'm mad. Like, how can you like, all right, this bitch, she got this like lip separation situation or like her top teeth are just showing so pretty. Like,
But you know what? A lot of people take a picture of me like this and put me next to like a chipmunk. Like this.
You'd make a cute chipmunk though.
I think so too. Sometimes sometimes they're doing it as an insult and I'm like, I don't want to say it, but I'm like, I low-key like it.
Like that, like chipmunks kind of got a vibe.
I think it's like cute. Like a chipmunk's cute. Like chipmunk, if they were like, she looks like a ferret, then I'd be concerned. Like a ferret.
Oh my God. I've never in my life compared a girl to a ferret, but as soon as you said she looks like a ferret, I swear to God, a specific girl from high school popped into my head.
You know what? Literally me too. As soon as you said a girl from your high school popped up, my ferret popped up.
Yeah,
we asked your ferret.
Yeah. You guys got a ferret. Everything about it. Everyone knows that one girl who's just like, she's probably an acquaintance. She's never one of your best friends who's the ferret because you stop thinking of them as the ferret when you become friends with them.
Oh, you're so right.
Right?
They unferret as soon as you become their friend. They become like house trained.
But you know, like an acquaintance who you're like, yeah, she's a ferret. Like,
she a ferret. You don't even say she a ferret. She a ferret. I know it.
Yeah, anyway, shout out Allison.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, my God. I saw this TikTok. I'm sorry to do this to you guys. This really funny TikTok, and it says, it was like point of view, and it was point of view, and it said, the horse girl's trying to show you her technique, but you can't stop thinking about her in other ways. It was this horse girl with glasses on. She's going like this, like hopping towards her. But then in between the clips, she was like naked and sexual. Then she'd go like this on the outside of the clips. And Alex, it was too good. It was like motivating. You ever see art on TikTok and you're like, I'm not doing enough?
Yes. Yeah. And I really also, I appreciate the amount of attention that horse girls are getting on TikTok. Like, I don't know if you're on TikTok, you might not even be involved in horse girl TikTok, but like, horse girl TikTok has definitely made its way to me somehow, and I don't hate it.
Were you horse girl?
No, not at all.
I want it. Can I tell you that I truly wanted to be a horse girl so badly? I would watch this show called, it was like an Australian show with girls and horses. And do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but
literally a horse girl show.
Very vaguely. Like,
Bobby, please find that show for me. I'll die if you could find a popular clip of that show, because the way that it was, the Saddle Club, Francis, you fucking king. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you saw the Saddle Club every day, but I couldn't have, like, you know what the problem was? Mm-hmm. It's like, I wanted to be a horse girl, but we had no money.
I was just going to say equestrian is like the richest sport. Like have to have access to a horse. I mean,
but some horse girls don't have a horse. That's not what they mean by horse girls. They mean girls that like are trying to run like horses without the horse.
But no, I do know. I know what you mean.
But yeah, I think to be a horse.
Those are the girls like you who took it, like who realized that they couldn't have a horse. They could only be the horse and they never accepted it. Like, and moved on. They just stayed in that world, you know?
I'm pretty sure if a girl told me in elementary school that she was going to teach me how to be like a horse, I would have been like, you would have seen me yippee-ki-yaying all around the fucking recess playground. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I would have been horsing around. No, I didn't mean to say that. That was stupid. But you know what I mean?
I would have been horsing around.
I did it for you, Alex, truly.
I liked it. I mean, in my school, I didn't really have a horse girl like that, but I still get the concept of it all too well. I had a cat girl who straight up would like in her class sometimes if you looked over at her, and the poor girl really got made fun of for it. If you looked over at her in class sometimes, everybody would be quietly watching the teacher and she'd be like...
I remember the girls that used to lick their own paws.
She would lick her paws.
You know what? I need to write that down because that's such a specific. A girl that licks her paws. I need to cosplay that or like.
I remember her name was Jenny because of course it was.
Girls who lick their hands like cats. I mean, that needs to be like.
And it was like fifth grade. Like it wasn't like first, second grade. It was like.
Can I be that grade. For Halloween? Like.
I can get a costume together that would make you the exact girl from my elementary school who would lick her paws.
They run like this?
Yeah, they do. They run with their hands back for no reason. And then
there was a specific personality type. Like they do, like this is how they acted. Like they'd be like this, like, like they would do like things like that, so right?
This girl in particular would be like this. She'd be like,
remember when people started wearing tails?
I don't know if I had a lot of tail people, but she would have worn a tail. You had tail people?
We had furries in training, absolutely.
These are child cosplayers of a sort?
Yeah.
On a daily basis, they're like, it's my tail. I don't know what you want.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Have you seen the opposite friends check on TikTok?
Yeah, I have.
It's those girls. It's the dark side of that.
Right. Okay. I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man. I don't know. Poor girl.
Yeah, horse girls were a lot.
We went really hard on her. And then when somebody would call her out on being a cat girl, like we'd be like, it's weird that you lick your paws in class. She would straight up turn to them and be like, meow. I swear to God.
She would hiss at them and shit.
Swear to God. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, there was one kid in high school. I remember he was so fat. He was obese. And then he got so skinny that he was considered, but he looked like he had never been fat before. And when he was fat, he listened to country music, and then when he got skinny, he became gangster.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I don't know why. I'm with him. Like, of course, change it up. You're not who you were anymore. You're out there fucking getting bitches, getting money. Like, you got to change the music up.
Yeah.
We know what my problem with that person is, and I don't mean it as a real problem. It's more with myself. But like when that happens, if you weren't friends with the person when they were fat, I feel like too insecure now to become friends with the person when they're skinny, because it's like, that's just going to make me look bad. That's going to make me look like I didn't want anything to do with this person. Even if that's not the case, even if I just didn't know them before and now I have a chance to get to know them.
It's like meeting a rich guy. The sweet spot in meeting a rich guy is 6 months before he becomes rich.
Exactly.
It's literally, a man 6 months before he becomes rich. A king in training.
Yeah, you got to catch people like right before they peak, because otherwise the judgment's all passed on you. Like, goddamn it.
Yes. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, look for potential in that fat boy that you know.
Look for fat potential.
We talked about that recently, but like, it is a thing that like, sometimes I'm judging people too quick, and I'm like, you got to look for the potential in this person whose face you don't necessarily love right now. Like,
I tell you, the biggest mistake I have been making is looking for a brand new car when I should have been looking for an easy fixer upper.
It's true. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. When you want a fixer upper, I'm not talking, you don't need a car that needs a whole new motor brain therapy. You want someone like that just needs has a ding here and there that you can suction out and paint over. You know what I mean? Don't get a car you're gonna spend so much money on that you could have just gotten a brand new car. Get a fixer upper that you can actually fix up and make your own, and you'll love it because it wasn't like this new pretentious thing. It was like this nice thing that you made.
Yeah, like I want my car to just have like a couple, like a few like dings on it that I could straighten them out and then just like buff it up and like shine it a little bit, and it looks brand new.
Like, I want my car to have a big dick.
I want my car to have abs. I don't know what to tell you.
I want my car to be 6 months before he's rich.
I hope my car wants to have another baby car one day.
I hope my car has nice parents.
Anyway. Imagine, I mean,
I hope my car doesn't go leave in the middle of the night and pick someone else up.
Yeah, I definitely want to be the only person driving it. I don't know what to say.
Oh, fuck. But yeah.
God damn it. Kim, I've been bored out of my mind, and I found this fun list of things to do during quarantine that really hurt my feelings somehow.
Okay, let's hear it, because I need to do more things. I've been actually, you know what, to be honest, I've been pretty busy because the world's a world again over here.
Like, okay, a major problem that I have with this list is the first item on it, because I feel like item number one should be like item number 73 or 74 or something like that. Complete a puzzle.
Ew, okay.
That's the first thing. This is USA Today, by the way. I mean, who thinks I've got some time? The very first thing I'll do is complete a puzzle.
No, take on a Rubik's Cube. Huh. Then what do I do after 2 minutes is up?
You know what I'm going to say? What I'm going to say to this one is that, like, if you're depressed, if you're already depressed, this might actually be a good idea. Like, yes, sit down and take on a puzzle. But if you're a happy person, just skip this one. It's fine.
I hate the second one too, to be honest.
Start a journal or a blog. Now, like, if you're listening to this show, you're going to realize that, like, starting a journal is only going to hurt your feelings in the future.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what to say. Like, growth maybe, but, like, it's probably best to just forget about what
you're... Also, like, don't start a blog. Just don't.
No.
Let me tell you who wants to listen to your blog. Literally no one. If you read a blog...
Please tweet at us if there's a blog that you read every week.
If there's a blog that you regularly read, tweet at us so I can tweet you back and call you a dumb bitch.
I mean...
Unless it's really good and it gets me hooked.
It's not going to, though. Let's be honest. Okay, so here's another one. Okay, if it won't bother your neighbors, dust off that old instrument and practice.
Okay, what old instrument do you have, Alex?
I have a clarinet. So this is, like, personally, I mean, the way that it's phrased, like, you don't have to be a musician, just go ahead and play.
Right.
There's no way that I wouldn't have the police at my door in a few minutes, like, with the way that I would be playing the clarinet after not doing it. I don't think
one human has ever wanted to listen to the clarinet.
No. Literally never. Do you have an instrument that you can play your ukulele, Kim?
I could bust out the uke. I don't have it here. Here at this house, we have one guitar that has missing strings that are, like, poking out everywhere. Oh, we got a little drum. We got a little Puerto Rican drum.
That's cool. I have this fucking steel drum. No, it's not a steel drum.
I don't even know what a steel drum is. I think that's only for white people.
No, I think a steel drum's not for white people. I think a steel drum, isn't a steel drum like it makes me think of, like, island music. Is that?
Oh, is it like the bowls?
Yeah, but that's not what it is. What I'm talking about is, like, I have, like, a bongo that's, like, made of steel, and I have no idea what to do with it.
I thought a bongo was a brand of bathing suit shorts.
That's
bongo.
No, that's Billabong. Yeah.
Bongo is a clothing brand.
No, a bongo is a drum, right?
Bongo.
Frank, I know you know the answer to this. You could type it if you don't want to talk.
Bongo is a drum. Yes. Bongo, two drums. Ugh. Now we have Joey in here, and he knows about drums. I'm sick of it.
That's Joey. All right. So, okay. It says it's giving you specific. Oh, I hate this. I hate all of these suggestions.
Okay. What's another one?
Meditate. Try lying down with your eyes closed, palms up, while focusing on your breath, or spend 20 minutes sitting cross-legged and repeat a soothing word to yourself in your head.
Penis. Penis.
Penis is your mantra?
It kind of feels good to say penis. Everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, everybody, I need Francis's mic on. I need Joey's mic on. I need Bobby's mic on. And on the count of three, we're going to just do a little mantra together. And
because hold on, when you do it, like what I notice, like, especially when I'm like tripping or something, when you're doing like vocal exercises just to feel good, it's really important to like open up your throat when you're saying the word. So I want you guys to really get
But listen, in there. I don't want you guys to be shy because it's the word penis. Just hear me out real quick. I just said it like four times in a row, and the way that it like the long E and the S, it's very soothing word. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a second. Everybody, we're going to take a second. We're going to sit. We're going to sit peacefully. And if you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much for being a fan, and also do this along with us.
Yeah. We invite you to join us in this exercise.
Thank you for coexisting with us today. We're going to start really quickly. And, how do they do this? Do they go like on the count of three, you say penis?
You can lead this class however you want to. I want you to do what feels right for the energy.
I'm going to let like God tell me what to do.
Basically. Yeah.
All right. So everyone take your nuts out. Just kidding, you guys.
Guys, we have to be serious. Come on, right. Meditation.
All right. All right. So we're just going to sit and relax and close our eyes, and we're going to just take a deep breath in. Let it out. And on the count of three, you're going to give me a long penis. Excuse me, there's no laughing in this class, please. Thank you. So on the count of three, you're going to give me a, like, I want this to come from the deep inside your throat. I want this long penis to be driven out of your throat, okay? So one, two, three. Penis. And you know what? Guess what? The first one's always the hardest. So we got that first one out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were just listening to the first one, to see if we would do it because you have trust issues, I understand. And we're here to break that barrier. We're going to do it one more time together. One, two, three. Penis. All right. Now who needs a towel? I think that was good. Do you guys feel more? I love that the guys instantly did it, and then all three of them muted their mics right away.
That like genuinely felt kind of good. Like I feel like a little bit lifted. Like
I do too, guys. What do you guys think? How do you feel after that? Like, no lie.
I feel kind of loose. I kind of like floppy almost.
Joey?
I feel pretty stretched out and loose.
I feel like Frank is the hardest nut to crack over here. Frank, how do you feel? Frank, feel okay?
I feel cracked.
Wow.
It just took a
penis to crack Frank.
Damn. This is really moving for me, you guys, and I'm glad we all got to share that together.
Maybe we're shitting on this list too much. Like, honestly, a guided meditation with a group of your friends could be pretty good.
We should do a guided.
Broad Topics guided meditation.
We should do a giant guided meditation. We let everyone take their turn and release some steam.
Do you want to do a bonus episode of the show that's a guided meditation between us? Because I would really like that.
Yes.
All right. I'm excited. That's great.
Thank you, Sensei Kim.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my love. What do they call theirs? My dear.
Grasshopper.
Yeah, I was going to say grasshopper, but I was like, we're not training. Like,
I'll take my love.
Okay.
Honestly, I think that just feels right for the energy in this room, you know?
This is a good positive energy we're spreading.
Hey guys, let's take a quick second to talk about our brand new sponsor, Lucy.co. Our newest sponsor, Lucy Nicotine, is a company founded by former smokers who are finally making tobacco alternatives that don't fucking suck. It's 2020, so get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your tins of dip and go get some Lucy nicotine or lozenges that actually taste great. Now, I have to be honest with you guys. If you couldn't tell, if you're not watching the video version of this show, I obviously have not thrown out my vape, but I do find these products to be really fucking awesome in situations where I can't be vaping or I'm like feeling insecure about my vaping. I don't like to vape around my dad a lot. So sometimes if I'm trying to spend some time with the family downstairs and I like don't want to offend him, I pop one of these pieces of gum and it totally holds me over. I can imagine that when I am ready to quit, this will be an amazing tool for that.
It's so good to wean off.
Yeah, for real. That's what I'm doing. Let's call it that.
You're weaning off the teat.
I'm weaning myself. But yeah, these guys at Lucy, they're the real deal. It's awesome. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's really simple. These guys have their delivery down pat.
Use the promo code BROAD and you'll get your first trial order of gum or lozenges at the lowest price they're allowed by law to charge you. The government has rules against giving nicotine away for free. The team at Lucy is working with us at Gas to get you your first trial order of gum for right around a dollar and lozenges at two. Go to lucy.co and use promo code BROAD at the checkout and get rid of your old cigarettes or vape.
One more time, that's lucy.co and use promo code BROAD at checkout for a great alternative to your tobacco products. All right, let's get back to the show. Okay. Do you want to move on to the next one?
Honestly, that was so good. I forgot we were doing a list.
I feel like we should turn around and just start doing the things on the list because I was talking a lot of shit on the list. That made me feel so much better.
That was good.
The next item on the list is to look at pictures of puppies. So,
Bobby, Google the most deformed dogs. Look up Google the most deformed puppies and we're going to Google deformed puppies. Let's see what's up. I can't just look at regular puppies. We're not a regular show.
Listen, it doesn't have to be the most deformed puppies. Like, I don't want to be comparing deformed puppies against each other, but just deformed puppies.
My.
No.
There is no actual way that that looks.
Hold on. Can you go back to the first one? I just want to ask Kim a question.
Yeah.
Kim, what would you name that dog?
I don't know, dude. I would name it Blender Accident.
I think Blender is actually a really good name for
Blender,
it.
Blender. Yeah. Let's think of names for all these retarded ass dogs. Damn, now we're going to get canceled because I said retarded. Bobby, can you get it out?
This guy's name, I got it already.
What?
Snaggle.
Oh, you know what? I think Snaggle's good, but can I give you my pitch real quick? Because I think Voldemort.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good, but I almost don't want to curse the dog like further than he's already been cursed.
He has no nose.
But look at that snaggle tooth, Kim.
Yeah, I know. The mouth is not anything to ignore either. His teeth, they look like the small versions of, you know, those head tombstones that are in Hawaii made of like gray stone.
like just randomly formed rock tombstone. Yeah.
This shit. Does someone pet that?
I'm sorry, but this dog's name is Happy, and I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, no.
His name is obviously Happy the dog.
That dog looks like an 86-year-old pussy.
I see it.
Right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Pussy.
I don't know if anybody who's listening has seen their grandmother's pussy. Like, perhaps you were taking care of her in her old age and you got to see her pussy.
Imagine if your grandmother's pussy had cataracts. That's what this dog looks like.
That's what this dog looks like. And like a little extra labia for this tongue sticking out.
Yeah. All right, let's do a couple more. Yeah, that wasn't.
I love how Bobby just picked one. He just clicked on one and he knew immediately that it was not.
Wait, the one to the right, Bobby, down that one. That one. What the fuck is that?
Well, this dog looks like you know when you see a person and you can't tell what's off, and then you're like, oh, they're fully missing a neck.
Why do I feel like his name is Ed? Is that the guy with no neck from 90 Day Fiance? He looks like this dog looks like that guy.
He does, except he's also missing like whatever, like the neck of your torso, like your lower torso is, like he has no hips. It's just growing. His back legs are growing from his stomach.
I feel like a guy like this has tried to give me flowers before. It looks like this dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've all talked to this dog.
I've seen this
dog. You know what, though? His face ain't that bad.
Yeah, no, he's like, actually, he's that kind of guy you look at and you're like, should I give him a chance?
You're like, if I fuck him and just look at his face directly and block out the rest of him, are we good? How could he be so handsome in the face?
So what's his name?
You know what he looks like? He looks like he ran. His name is Full Sprint because that's what he did into a wall.
That's really good. That's it.
His name is Full Sprint.
Yeah, they squished him. He's like if he were a slinky and you pulled him out just the right amount, he'd be a good dog again.
Exactly.
I like it. All right.
What else we got on this list?
Write actual letters to family and friends.
That's disgusting. I would never.
It's like what the ideas that I would have to be having.
Dear mother, I'm sorry I had to do this in your home. I hope it's not you who finds me. Dear sister.
If I were to write a letter, it would have to contain so much stuff that I would never put in a text message. Like it would have to be like a manifesto of sorts.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Like,
if I'm writing a letter to someone, I'm going to be embarrassed about anything I wrote because it's going to sound too poetic. Like I'm trying to be like deep.
Right. And like, but the language isn't going to read the same way as the way that I speak.
Right.
It could be fun. It could kind of bring you back to like the early 1900s, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't do that one. That one sucks. Ooh, this one does sound fun.
What?
Put on a soap opera, mute the sound, and create your own dialogue.
Well, that's an entire podcast.
Entire episode of this show.
Well, could you put on a clip of a soap opera from YouTube? Me and Alex have to do something real quick, Bobby. That one actually sounds like we should have started that 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't even know of any soap operas to like choose one in particular.
No, I couldn't tell you.
Actually, the less I know about it, the better. Kim, who's who?
I'll be the guy. Oh, you want me to? Well, can we just do our own accents? You want me to dance, do you?
Ronald, I've never wanted anything more.
Well, let me pull you in closer, but not too close because you're going to poke it.
Oh, Ronald, is there something in your pocket?
Are you going to finish the rest of that?
Oh, was she talking? It looked like her mouth stopped moving.
You know, I can't really see any of them. Why does that guy look like Ralph? That's Ralph Sutton.
It's not. That woman's way too old.
Look at that.
He does look a lot like Ralph.
That's Ralph. He's trying to plug SDR again. On Days of Our Lives.
Ralph, when were you in Days of Our Lives?
No, this soap opera sucks. There's not enough drama in it. These two are just dancing and being romantic. I can find that shit on TikTok.
Let me find a better scene.
You need a Spanish. So put in on YouTube, dramatic Spanish soap opera scene. And I bet you'll get a good one. And to be honest, we might bomb this. I don't know how good we're going to be at this, but it's a quarantine activity and we're going to try.
The fact that they want me, by the way, to wilt Tom Hanks into recovery from coronavirus by watching every Tom Hanks movie chronologically is psychotic. Just saying.
Oh, this is good. Here we go.
Yeah, this one looks like it's going to be fun.
No, not my daughter.
Mom, please. I've been in this wheelchair.
If I see your penis around my girl one more time. What? This is my house. I will never allow a penis in this house.
Mom, I've been in this wheelchair and no boy has wanted to kiss me and I'm just horny.
He only just wants to touch your vagina. How many times do I have to tell you, girl?
I can't even feel my
vagina. I wanted you to be lesbian.
Mom.
I have a lot of lines. It's too quick for me. Look how fast this
What's
is.
Happening here? Oh, shit. Mom, please.
Oh my God.
Don't hit the nanny. Why are you pulling me? Please.
You stupid little thing. I can't.
Mom, stop hurting me. Please. I didn't know he was my brother.
Die. Oh. I just want you gone.
Don't smack him like that.
I wish I had a daughter who could walk around.
I wish I could run from here.
Why don't you protect yourself? Protect yourself.
The nanny's leaving. This is insane. All right, we gotta find
out. Give it a shit. We're bad at this. Obviously.
I'm sorry I did the plot twist and made the guy she was kissing her brother. I didn't know how to spice it up.
I think we should watch the scene first and then do this whole thing.
Now we gotta write a damn movie for a quarantine activity. Kim, all right, what's the next one? Fuck this one. That was a terrible.
I can't help but think that if you're not great at improv, that's not going to be fun in anybody's household, and you should skip that one.
Yeah, truly. Improv's never been my game.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on. Number 31. I'm skipping around here because they're just one worse than the next, but look at yourself in the mirror. Attempt a self-portrait with pencil and paper. Like, what? How bored are people becoming?
I'm not going to lie. I tried to do that recently.
How did it come out, Kim?
It was kind of awkward, but yeah, I've tried to draw myself and it's not good.
Oh, no.
Remember when we got so bored, we started drawing?
Yeah, but to be standing in the mirror and looking down, like, Debbie, don't you?
I don't like to look at myself in the mirror that much. Like, I don't like to look. Have you ever looked at yourself deep in the eyes in the mirror? It's fucking scary.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's the drugs or not, but now it's become like an activity that kind of entrances me where like I could like do it for a while and then completely dissociate with myself.
Yeah. Can I tell you how much I understand that and how creepy it is once you like. You're like, ooh, that was creepy. And you're like, let me get out of this bathroom.
And then you start moving around and the girl in the mirror moves and you're like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. Have you ever looked at yourself so long you are a stranger to you?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
I've never seen that girl in my damn life.
But it's me and it's who everybody sees as me.
Someone just screamed like they.
Is there a tornado coming?
No, my mom just
Right before we started this episode, Kim said there was a tornado warning in her town.
Yeah, no, it was at 3 o'clock and now it's.
Okay.
Not. My mom just screamed like she was literally being pillaged and raped. And it's just so my sister can come pick something up from the living room.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's just her vibe sometimes. Like.
Yeah. She's so loud. She's listening to this, and I just need to tell you right now, you're too loud, lady. Thank you for letting me stay here, but you're too damn loud. She's so loud all the time.
I think it might just be moms. Like, it might just be the comfort of a mother to her children that they're like, these are the people who I brought into the world so I could be as loud as I want around them.
Is it? Do you think it's a thing that we're always meant to be quiet, so moms are just loudest in their house because it's the only time women are allowed to be loud?
Maybe. And to be perfectly fair, like I could definitely picture you and I becoming some real loud moms. Like I just can.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be the loudest mom ever.
Yeah. Like you're going to see what your mom did and fucking double it.
Yeah, that's true.
I get it though. It's a lot. It's a lot being with parents right now. I don't know. I don't even know what parts of the country are open and who's still in quarantine, but like, yeesh.
I can't believe that people are still in quarantine. That was such an old life to me. You know, let me give you some advice for when you get out. Mm-hmm. You bounce right back.
Do you? Because I'm getting nervous.
You do. You bounce right back. You get right into the swing of things.
That's good. I hope so.
I'm just feeling good. Look.
Oh my gosh, look at your nails. They're beautiful.
I went and got them done to the nail salon people. You have to wear a mask. They have glass in front of you. You have to stick your fingers under this glass like at the bank.
And they put together all that infrastructure for that already?
Yeah.
Somebody's been hard at work these last few weeks.
They were figuring out how to open up that salon again. They're smart. I got a pedicure and a manicure today.
That's really nice.
Oh,
I haven't seen a friend face to face since I dropped something off at Bobby's 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But they're also saying that Florida is about to get a spike in coronavirus in the next couple weeks. So they said that 2 weeks ago and it didn't happen. I mean, it did a little. I think they got like 300 new cases, but
I don't even know what to say about Florida. Like, you guys are constantly wilding. And
it's true.
I do not know.
But then it's annoying because I was down here like being like, you fucking idiots. I came down like, is this the right reference or am I fucking idiot? Paul Revere warning everybody. Like, I was like, it's coming. Corona's coming. You know, like, I was like doing that shit. And I was like, don't touch anything. Mm-hmm. I was like talking to my family. Like, I was on the porch. I was like, I've seen things in New York that you wouldn't understand. Like, I was talking about it like that. And then like these motherfuckers in New York, I mean, in Florida, they didn't believe it. It kind of didn't happen that much here.
I think, I mean, maybe it's the heat or something. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just so bored. I want to go to a party. I want to talk to a stranger. I get to know them a little bit. I want to get like a little bit fucked up and be like spilling the drink a little bit. And everyone's like, calm down over there. You know?
Yeah. I'd love to spill a drink. You know what do you have a Chili's near you?
I mean, have I ever thought about it? I couldn't tell you, honestly.
This is the most Florida question ever. Do you have a Chili's near you? If you go to Chili's, listen, right now, I should be being paid by Chili's for this. If you go to Chili's in order to pick up, to go, just to pick up, they have $5 margaritas right now. And they're so good. And that's it.
I don't even drink. I would be going to Chili's for something else. But I do appreciate that you want the free advertisement that we're giving to Chili's.
I do appreciate the waste of ad space for Chili's, who's doing nothing for us.
I don't need a margarita. I need a friend.
Can everybody that's listening to this podcast right now tweet at Chili's and tell them that they should be our sponsor to our podcast? Tell Chili's we will suck their...
Tell Chili's that I will start drinking again.
Alex will be a full-blown alcoholic for those five. If you could sponsor us for quarantine Chili's.
Yeah, I will do that. I'll have a margarita.
Yeah, me too.
It wouldn't be pretty, but I would do it. I had, okay, at Penn State, my roommate and I, sophomore year, we ordered like a little, like, it's supposed to be for health. It's supposed to be to improve your fucking life. This little thing called the Magic Bullet, where it's just like a one single cup thing that
blender. It's a small blender.
It'll blend all your fruits and veggies together for a nice little healthy thing. Mm-hmm. And immediately we were like, margarita time. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And we literally only got to use the thing for one weekend because like the first night it was like pretty chill. And then the second night we had a bunch of people to our apartment and we were making margaritas all night. And there was like, it was... Okay, I just remember waking up the next morning and there was like people visiting us from a different school and stuff, sleeping on our floor and whatnot.
Right.
And waking up the next morning and like going to stand up out of bed, and I was like too hungover to really get out of bed. And I looked on the floor and it turned out that I had just sat up in the middle of the night and just puked off the side of the bed and just went back to sleep. And one of the kids sleeping in our room was just so close to the place where I puked. Mm-mm. Like, I was so close to just waking up and vomiting on somebody's face and going back to bed.
And
I never had a margarita again.
Really? That was your last margarita? Margaritas? Do you like pina coladas?
Dude, I can't drink anything with like tequila in it specifically because of that night. Because the next morning, like when I officially woke up and my friends were like, there's puke on the floor. And I was like, felt so bad. And I was trying to clean it. And every movement that I made was making me have to puke again.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I had like friends in bed with me, like feeding me a joint, and I literally couldn't move my body. I could only like inhale it just a little bit, and inhaling too strong made me nauseous. It was crazy.
Alex, can I tell you that in college I was hungover like that 6 days a week? And then by like 7 or 8 PM I would stop vomiting and be like, you know, I think I got a second wind.
I could party tonight. I can't live like that. I woke up that day and I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm sure I got fucked up on something else that night, but.
So yeah, anyways, look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Speaking of looking at yourself and seeing who you are in the mirror.
Anyway, take a good, long, hard look at yourself.
All right, let's do a couple more.
All right. Okay. Acquire a foam roller and treat yourself to some physical therapy. I might actually do that.
That's great advice.
Throw all your two old makeup products. Throw out all your makeup old makeup products. My God, this is the most boring list I've ever seen in my life.
I've done most of the things you've listed though. I just did that recently. I threw out all my makeup products and then I went through and wiped each one of them down with alcohol, like under the caps and stuff, so that when I opened them, they were all pretty.
I mean, maybe my life's just falling apart and my hating on this list is like a sign of it, because I just haven't cleaned anything in so long.
Mm.
I'm never getting out of the space to come back in it and notice that it's dirty. Like, I'm just constantly living in it. Do you know what I mean?
Can I tell you how annoyed my parents are? I came for just to get away from coronavirus for a couple of weeks. And now they're like walk in the room and I'm like painting dressers and stuff. I'm like, I want it to match my comforter. They're like so fucking annoyed.
are they pressed at all about like the, like you just living there now, or is it all chill?
I mean, like, what are they gonna do? Put me in the streets?
Well, no, but like it must be just a big change for everyone.
It is, truly. Everyone's a little, you know that TikTok that's like awkward. It's like every time I like come in or out of the house, I'm like, take it easy. Take it easy.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Or whenever I like come in too late and I like wake someone up to open the door for me or something, and I walk in and I'm like, oh, hey. Hey.
I mean,
hey, y'all.
I've never been around your whole family, but I imagine that it's like a big thing for your sisters to have you home, because I definitely imagine that like out of all your sisters, you require the most attention out of everyone. So when you're gone, the dynamic between them must be very different from when you're there.
Only one of my sisters live with my parents now.
Oh, okay. So that clears that up, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. You know what? To be honest, I don't require much attention from them.
Really?
If anything, I try to run. My mom requires a lot of attention from me.
See, I'm in a power struggle with my mom because she requires a fuck ton of attention from me. Mm-hmm. And I require like a pinch more attention from her. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly fighting for each other's attention. And just because we're talking to each other does not mean that we have each other's attention.
Low key, me and my mom are the same way.
One of us has the other one's attention at a time, and then we get to trade. Because we share zero interests. So it's like we're either talking about my mom's thing and I'm giving her my attention, or we're talking about my thing and she's giving me her attention.
And neither of you really care.
Neither of us ever wants to be there. Like at all times, one of us doesn't want to be there. I don't know.
That is so same.
And it's fucked up for like 75 days now. That's been the dynamic. And we're like taking turns, like fucking satiating each other's need for attention.
Right. Yeah. My mom's like telling me like little things. She's like, my friend Cynthia got a haircut. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, who cares? But I'm like, oh, let me see. Oh, that's nice. that comes out of me.
Over dinner last night, my mom started talking about things that needed to be done in the house. And I was like, Mom, not for anything, but we need to like cool it with the housely affairs. It's like all I hear about is like housely affairs. And I need to like have some imagination sometimes. And she's like, Alex, all you do is talk about work. Like, it's the only thing you've ever spoken to me about in any of these days. So you can't tell me to stop talking about what needs to be done in the house. Like,
what'd you say? Were you like true?
It shut me up. I had nothing to say. That's what made me realize. I'm like, oh, like I'm giving her attention that I don't feel like giving her, and she's also giving me attention that she doesn't feel like giving me.
Right, right.
What a power struggle.
You know what? Actually, my mom gives me pretty good attention. My mom is actually very interested in most of the things I tell her.
Sometimes
it's
not
the same way for me.
Sometimes I'm like in the middle of a story that I'm so excited about, and she's like, the dishwasher needs to be emptied. And I'm like,
okay, yes. Oh,
this whole thing. I don't want to talk to you anymore. This is crazy.
Sometimes I try to tell my mom something and I'm like, or I'll try to say something and she'll interrupt me like so many times. And I'm like, never mind.
And then, but then she gets mad at me. She's like, I wanted to hear it. Tell it to me. Tell it to me.
Oh, hey. Hey.
About me?
Yes.
She's like, Bloody Mary. You can't say her name too many times. She shows up.
Her name is literally Mary. Are you on your period? Because if so, you are Bloody Mary.
I don't have that anymore.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's true. Like I'll say something to her and I'll be trying to tell her a story that I really like, and she'll do the same thing you said your mom does. I'll be like, and then in jujitsu I was like this, and she's like, shit, I forgot to empty the dishwasher. And I'm like, never mind. And then when she does it, she does it two more times, the same thing, like, oh, I gotta call. She's like, sorry, keep going. And then I go, never mind. And she goes, no, please tell me. Please. And then she'll beg me to tell her, but the story's already over. Like, the moment's over. Like, I'm not excited anymore.
It's not that the story's over. Like, the story's still on the table. It's that now I'm in a fucking bad mood and I'm trying to tell you something that I'm excited about. And it's not, I'm mad at you. I don't want to tell you anymore. Like, it sucks.
We're going through this same thing.
I'm like, can't you just read the excitement on my face and be excited for me for 5 minutes before we talk about the dishes?
We forget. So we remember at that moment, I don't care what is your subject. I have to say it because I will forget later.
No, that's my mom's exact same thing. She's like, well, I was going to forget.
Right.
Stepped on the whole punchline. Like,
yeah. Oh, God. When they step on the punchline.
Oh,
upsetting.
Punchline. What is that?
Is the funny part of the joke.
Oh.
Like right when you're about to say it, you interrupt. You're like, never mind.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh. I don't know. I'll probably do all the same. I'm going to try really hard not to do that as a mom. I feel like it's like,
My mom just laughed at you attempting that. Can I tell you, there's no peace in my house. My sister just walked in trying to squeeze a waist trainer on herself. And then her dog came in behind her. I can't get one whole hour, you know?
Go back to New York.
Bitch.
I mean, on the topic, I feel like you don't have this problem because your mom and you probably have similar tastes in music, but like, If I want my mother to hear a song, she will talk through the entire song.
Oh, don't.
It plays in the background.
My mother has never heard a song that I've truly felt anything about and listened to the meaning.
Ever. But if my mom wants me to hear a song, we literally can't talk about anything else. We can't do anything. We can't look away. We have to just be listening to the fucking song. It's crazy. I'm like, how can you not be giving me the same respect when I want you to listen to a song?
Right.
Whew.
Sometimes you just want them to listen to your damn song. You know, Alex, I hate to do this. We have to end the podcast. The whole family's in my room now. We just have to end the podcast. Listen, my mom's clipping this waist trainer and she's yelling at my sister for having nails. She's like, this is why you can't have nails.
And that's all I'm doing is asking for a favor. Haley, for her all the time.
Haley, shut the hell up. We're live. Yes.
Your house seems fun. I want to come over.
You should come over. Fly down. We ain't scared of the Rona here.
Rona's going good here. I'm
scared.
Yeah. All right. Let's end it there, you guys.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Broad Topics. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kim Congdon.
Yeah, you can follow. Oh, do you have more? Go ahead.
No, I was saying your name.
My name. Well, thank you. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. If you're a fan of this show, please subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com using promo code TOPICS, T-O-P-I-X. It's going to get you a 14-day free trial, access to every single episode we've ever done, every episode every other podcast on the network has ever done, bonus content, live chats, me and Cam are hanging out in the live chats sometimes. You can like chat with us about the show, talk shit in person. Fuck yeah. Sign up. GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Promo Sign code up right topic. Now. Sign up right the fuck now.
Do it. Okay.
And all right. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. Hang in there, everybody, if you're still at home. And yeah, be well.
All right. Bye. Bye.